Among the many priceless holdings of the Allen Memorial Art Museum is a vast collection of over 1,200 Japanese woodblock prints donated to the museum by Oberlin College alumna Mary A. Ainsworth. This exquisite collection was given with the intent that it be used for teaching purposes. Envisioning Edo's splendor, the floating world and beyond, on display in the spring and summer of 2009, was one such teaching exhibition. This show was organized by Assistant Professor of Art Bonnie Chang and Oberlin College student Abby Schreiber. Focusing on the Edo period, which spanned from 1615 through 1868, the exhibition presented a broad overview of the history, techniques, and subject matter of ukiyo-e prints, or pictures of the floating world. Here, Oberlin College art history students Matt Jin and Amanda Tobin and Professor Bonnie Chang give some background on the context and history of ukiyo-e prints.
My name is Matt Jin. I'm a senior art history major.
And I'm Amanda Tobin. I'm a sophomore art history and East Asian studies major. Well, woodblock prints are emblematic of the genre ukiyo-e, which comes from the term ukiyo, which means floating world, and e meaning pictures. And ukiyo comes from a Buddhist idea in that the world is fleeting and transient. The Edo period saw a revival of that term in a hedonistic sense.
And what's funny is that even though a lot of these prints are so centered around pleasure, the entire ukiyo-e genre and this idea of Japanese prints actually starts as a Buddhist thing, where with the kind of spread of Buddhism around Asia, the missionaries needed a quick and cheap way of disseminating religious and sacred texts. And so the woodblock print was one of those methods. And it's kind of strange to see how, just like the term ukiyo-e, which goes from religious to kind of this secular meaning, also carries with it the transformation of the Japanese print from something sacred to something very carnal and physical.
So my name is Bonnie Chang, and I'm professor of East Asian art. So basically that means I teach Chinese and Japanese art history. Woodblock printing technique really came to Japan via China, like a lot of things. It came with Buddhism. Everything sort of pre-Edo, pre-ukiyo-e woodblock printing is mostly related to Buddhist sutras. So 8th century, we know that it was definitely in usage, and then it was probably more widespread after the 11th century. It's not until the 17th century and into the Edo period where the book and the print techniques sort of took off, so more fun kind of the chonin kind of stories.
The Yoshiwara was kind of the brothel district in Edo, and it was a really kind of iconic part of the city.
The ukiyo-e genre really was helped by this pleasure business in pre-modern Tokyo, with samurai and wealthy townspeople going to the Yoshiwara, having flings with the courtesans, and buying these prints as a souvenir or a memento to take home. They could also have been used for people who couldn't afford the expenses that were needed to buy a courtesan, and you had to buy her play for music and entertainers and food and sake, and it was a whole elaborate ordeal every time to visit the Yoshiwara.
They came to buy them more frequently and later became more popular, so they started adding color to things, and then it took another probably 100 years before full color printing became developed by 1765. That's the actual date for Nishikiye, or full color printing. As the Tokugawa government started putting restrictions on things like paper size, prints really shrunk down in the 1720s. They used to be almost as big as hanging scrolls, but then there were paper restrictions, so they really shrunk in size in the 1720s, and as a sort of reaction to that, instead of just adding hand color pigments, they started adding other things like lacquered pigments, so it would give a bright, shiny sheen to things to offset it, so it would be, to compensate for the size of something, it was instead really, really shiny, and sort of a bling factor.
Because they were a kind of middle-class genre, they frequently depict subjects that would have been very familiar to the people of the city. They were part of a social class known as the chonin, which included laborers, merchants, and people who lived in the city but weren't part of the traditional samurai or clergy. And they were really the patrons for this genre. They were the ones who made it popular. They bought these prints. The subjects are often courtesans, while other prints depict kabuki actors, and kabuki at this time reflected kind of the interests of the urban middle class in Edo. So instead of this kind of classical mythology, a lot of these kabuki plays and the actors depicted in the prints play into this desire for adventure and for heroes and heroic stories. Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series at our website.